This educational podcast from the American Soybean Association is brought to you by Syngenta, maker of Avicta Complete Beans 500 Nematicide Insecticide Fungicide Seed Treatment, applied with Vibrance Fungicide Seed Treatment. Today, you can listen to Bob Milholland, Agronomic Service Representative with Syngenta, talk about the importance of root health.
Factors such as environmental stress and soil-borne diseases pose threats to soybean root system and can negatively affect yield. The health of a soybean root is often overlooked when evaluating a plant under stress. However, it is responsible for 70-80% of plant disorders. By following the best management practices and focusing on excellent root health, growers can minimize damage and maintain soybean yields. A healthy root system anchors the plant and absorbs vital moisture and nutrients, which is even more critical during periods of drought. Early season insects and diseases can cause tissue decay, a reduction in the number of root tips, and a decrease in rhizobium nodule size, all of which result in the loss of root functions. Soybeans utilize a taproot system, growing vertically and penetrating deeper into the soil in fibrous roots. Therefore, Mississippi State University Extension researchers recommend that growers ensure a deep root system to promote root exploration for nutrients by preparing the land with a parabolic subsoilers or strip-till rig. Additionally, the nodules of soybean roots rely on soil fertility and pH to fix atmospheric nitrogen through a symbiotic relationship between the plant root and bacterium called rhizobium. Soils other than high organics should maintain a pH level of 6.2 to ensure adequate quantities of manganese and rhizobium nodulation contributing to soybean yield. The soil hosting soybeans' root development is a foundation to a healthy plant. However healthy the soil, several fungi can cause stamping off of soybean plants in late summer. North Carolina State University researchers recognize Pythium, Phytophthora, and Rhizoctonia as the prominent diseases found in the South, each damaging to the root health. To mitigate damage to soybean roots, the following practices promote quick germination and seedling emergence to help prevent infection. In a good seed bed, plant seed treated with a high-performing seed treatment that protects against broad spectrum of seed-borne, soil-borne, and foliar diseases, as well as nematodes and early season insects. Plant seed with a resistance to Phytophthora and select varieties with a high partial resistance. Plant in areas with adequate drainage while avoiding low-lying fields, especially those with a history of seedling or root rot problems. Consider that germination will be quickest when soil temperatures are well above 65 degrees. Proper field preparation, planting, treated seed, and employing sound agronomic practices all encourage a healthy root system so soybeans can start strong in 2014.
This educational podcast is brought to you by Syngenta.